Operation Christmas Child within Canada is a joyful time where you can pack a shoebox and really bless a child that may never get anything from anybody as a gift. Frank King is with Samaritan's Purse Canada. Frank, tell us a little bit about, first of all, welcome. Merry Christmas. Can we say it right now?
I think we can say it. Why not, Todd? Thank you so much for having me on board and be able to talk about how God is using this ministry. And so just to sort of follow up on you, here's the basics of what happened. So we get generous Canadians across the country who will pack shoeboxes either supplied by us or their own shoeboxes or plastic boxes from dollar stores, you know, that kind of thing. And they will fill them with school supplies, hygiene items, and toys. And then they will drop them off during National Collection Week. That's November 18 to 24 at drop-off locations across Canada. And then from there, they are shipped to our processing center in Calgary, where thousands of volunteers will make sure the boxes are all safe for the children and can get through customs. And then they're shipped down to countries in Central America and French-speaking West Africa and Philippines and Ukraine. And what happens is when they arrive there, our church partners in those countries get them through customs. They set up local distribution events, we invite the children, and boom, the children get these shoeboxes. And as you mentioned, in many cases, this will be the first gift they will have ever received in their lives.
Mm. Now, you've got a picture that we're going to post on our Life Facebook page of you were there when some of these shoeboxes are being opened by the kids. So describe what that's like.
Well, it's amazing the variety of responses. Todd, because what happens is some kids are so excited and they're looking at it and they're looking what the other guy's got and they're swapping stuff, which of course is fine by us. In other cases, the kids will open the box, they'll look through carefully, then they'll close the box and they won't open it again until they can go home and show it to their families.
Oh, wow.
So it's really neat to see the range of emotions and the range of responses to when kids get their shoeboxes.
Wow. And it's such a contrast, too, that you must see between what we experience here, maybe in North America, as, you know, we want to fill the bottom of the tree with as many things as possible, and just one having that nice effect on a child, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things I mentioned earlier is that school supplies, that's a vital thing to put in the shoebox. And I'll tell you why, because even in countries where the education system is free, the children often have to supply their own pencils and paper and, you know, pens and rulers and erasers, that kind of thing. Well, in some cases, that alone stops kids from ever getting an education because even that alone is too much for their families to afford. So when my wife and I pack our shoeboxes, we always put an emphasis on getting school supplies in there to make sure these kids and get an education and hopefully break that cycle of poverty that hits so many families in the developing world.
Mm, I'm glad you brought that up because what you put in there is so important. We had someone ask us recently at an event because we hand out Bibles and we make Bibles available, and they were going to take a little bit and say, I'm going to put these in the shoeboxes. But then they changed their mind because they were unsure about if a Bible was appropriate to put in there because of how you work things. Can you comment on that and just let people know where they can find the list of things that could go in a shoebox?
Yeah, first of all, SamaritansPurse.ca is a place to go to get all that information in terms of what should go in shoeboxes, what should not go in shoeboxes. Also, SamaritansPurse.ca is where you can find out where all your local drop-off locations are, and all you need to know is your postal code.
Okay.
And you type that into the system, and it gives you all the ones within, you know, 50 kilometers, 200 kilometers, whatever range you like. In terms of Bibles and that sort of thing, again, the place to go to get the recommendations for what should and shouldn't go in the boxes is SamaritansPurse.ca. That'll cover all your questions.
Okay, because the question was, we're not sure where the box will go, so the language may be different, you know?
That is a huge issue for sure, because in the case of Canadian shoeboxes, most of them go to places where English is a second language at best.
Okay, that's very important.
Yeah.
Now, there are various locations across Central Ontario where we're located, and packabox.ca is another good place to go, isn't it?
That's a great alternative. In fact, for the last couple of years, that is how my wife and I have packed our shoeboxes. Packabox.ca lets you do the whole thing online. It's kind of like shopping at Amazon. You get a basic stuff that you can put in once you pick your gender and age range. You can add stuff to that. Once you've got all your shoe boxes packed, you can also then have the option of uploading a note and a photo for each shoebox you've packed. And then you just pay the money and check out. And what happens then is, in the new year, we get hundreds of volunteers at our Calgary Processing Center, and they physically pack the boxes that folks have done online. And as part of that, they download all those notes and photos, and they put them in the appropriate shoeboxes. So as much as possible, we try to make the online shoebox packing option as similar as possible to the traditional physical shoebox packing option.
Frank King is from Samaritan's Purse. If you don't have your Operation Christmas Child shoebox, I'm sure your church has one, or you can go online and pack a box. We'll put the link on our Life Facebook page. Frank King, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. What a blessing it is to spend time with you and your listeners.